Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
If you feel like you're constantly hearing about different food items being recalled, new cases of Listeria, E. coli, you're not crazy. There is actually a rise in the number of those cases. So the Food and Drug Administration, which would cover all of this, they are actually recalling more items this year than in past years. So close to 2,000 products were recalled in the fiscal year that ended in September, and that's the highest since 2019. Keep in mind, this does include food and cosmetic products because there's chemicals in all of it, and Lord knows what's actually in some of these things that we're eating and putting on our face. But the question is, why are all of these items being recalled so often? Is it a lack of regulation? Are these companies, these manufacturers, being a little bit more lax about things? And then that's the reason why we're seeing all these E. coli outbreaks? Because, heck, we've seen so many of them even here in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, and I've always wondered if at the restaurant level, they're limited on their supply options, right? I mean, there are probably several major supply routes and options, particularly in the winter, to get certain vegetables. The only safeguard you have is just to adopt the Carl Middleman diet.
Don't eat any vegetables.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, just avoid them.
But the problem is, one of these experts I was listening to was talking about how a lot of these items that are being recalled are the microwavable, the pre-packaged dinner that you're scrambling at the end of the day, you don't feel like cooking, and so you go and grab one of those freezer items.
Garbage pizza, as my wife calls it.
Or that, all right.
Yeah, but, you know, again, there, at least if it's been frozen, you have a better chance that you've killed whatever's in it. It's the fresh stuff you have to worry about.
Well, you hear a lot about the lettuce, like the catering company that is taking a lot of heat right now because supposedly a lot of E. coli cases in the Rockwood School District stemmed from the lettuce.
Yeah.
But then you had the situation in the Metro East not that long ago, one restaurant where, I mean, dozens and dozens of people, now they're suing, were hospitalized because of E. coli.
True.
That's what I wonder. So I was curious. I was doing some digging on this yesterday, and I found this report from Business Insider on why this woman in particular, this reporter, thinks we're seeing more food recalls.
First off, the origin point of our food supply chain has gotten farther and farther away. In fact, roughly 3/4 of our fruits and nearly half our vegetables are expected to come from outside the U.S. by 2027. This makes it harder for companies to trace contaminants because they often don't know the exact source of the food. We also have to consider that production operations are getting bigger. Mega factory farms house hundreds of thousands and sometimes even millions of birds. And the U.S. is farming nearly twice as many animals for food as it did 35 years ago. The more animals you have in a facility, the more likely it is for them to spread disease.
Yeah, I think those are good points, but I don't think that's necessarily the entire picture, the reason why we're seeing so many food recalls. Some Politico investigation, I don't love Politico, but this investigation found food regulations just not a high enough priority for the FDA because that department also overlooks drugs and medical products. And so the food division, they're saying, is understaffed and underfunded. They're just not allocating enough resources to be able to monitor these manufacturers, these plants, like they should be.
But a lot of it's not domestic is the problem. And you don't have OSHA and some of the standards you have in some of the foreign countries where we source this stuff.
Well, and that was what you heard the Business Insider talking about, yes. Is a lot of these products, particularly the fruits and veggies, are coming from outside countries where maybe they don't have the regulations. But once it came to the United States, there has to be something in place where they would verify that they're okay for us to eat. It's not just like you take it straight from Mexico and you're like, oh, here you go. Let's pop it into your local supermarket.
I don't know what those are. I don't know what those standards are. I don't know. Do they randomly take 12 pieces of lettuce out of each bag and test it?
Well, there is some sort of testing because I was reading about, I think it's maybe twice a year or something like that. These manufacturers are tested, the food, the items there, to make sure that they're safe. But really, it's not enough. So a lot of it is dependent on people like you and me going to the grocery store and we spot something very questionable, like bugs or pieces of plastic that have been found in food items, and you report it.
Yeah.
And then once the federal government, in this case the FDA, investigates, if they find there's enough of a concern, they'll say, yeah, you should recall it. And a lot of these companies will then voluntarily recall it because it's actually less costly for them to pull thousands of these items from store shelves and rather than the federal government stepping in and mandating that they do it. And also, you deal with lawsuits, right?
Right.
That's very costly, and in some cases, they've bankrupt companies.
Well, Maurice on Facebook is suggesting that people are doing it on purpose, the farm workers of America, because out of fear that they're going to be deported. Wouldn't that get you deported faster? You'd be out of a job if you did that on purpose.
I would hope so.
That makes no sense to me at all.
The people who have dealt with E. coli would probably want you deported very quickly because it does not. I've had food poisoning. It is not fun. Have you had it?
I have had it in the past. There's still foods to this day that I can't eat because I connected to the time I got sick. One of them was I was in Florida, went out to eat with my family. It's when I was probably 15 or 16 years old. And they had crab cakes was the special, like in the shell. Like they were cooking had mixed it up and stuck it back in the shell and baked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they got a bad batch of seafood, and to this day I can't eat a crab cake without thinking about that. Oh. It's just one of those things that once it hits you, you don't ever want to, you just can't shake it from your memory. I feel so bad for the people that have been impacted by it, but you're right, there's an uptick in it, and they've got to figure out where that's coming from.
I think some of it's that the federal government has been more lax on it.
Well, Donald Trump's going to make the food supply great again.
I hope so. With RFK Jr. at the helm over HHS, I feel confident that there are going to be some serious, just companies being held accountable.
Yeah, I think
a better system of checks and balances. A lot of these dyes and chemicals, hopefully, taken out. Just like that lawsuit we saw, the big push to get Kellogg's to take it out. The red dye. I mean, there's a bunch of dyes and stuff in all of our food. But this one woman in particular was comparing the Fruit Loops in the United States with all the colors and dyes and such to make the colors very vibrant in comparison to what they look like in, say, Europe. And it's very different. And you just have to wonder, why do we need our Fruit Loops or any other food item to be vibrantly colored? I would be okay with a dull colored Fruit Loop if it meant there weren't chemicals in there.
I love Fruit Loops.
Just look how the word fruit is spelled.
It's real fruit, Carl.
Froot. That's not real at all.
You think the lawyers did that?
Fruit by the foot, that's real fruit.
Sure.
I'm kidding.
All right, we're back. We're coming back. We're going to talk to Beavis Shock about who's right and who's wrong in the county prosecutor case.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From your fryer to the table, it's a quick trip for crispy fries. But how about a crosstown delivery? McCain SureCrisp fries are designed to go from fryer to container to carrier to passenger seat across town during rush hour down a shortcut that wasn't all that short to a doorstep before they hit the table. And that first bite, the crispiness speaks for itself.
Mmm.
To the last bite, McCain SureCrisp fries go the distance. See how far our fries can take your business at surecrisp.com/delivery.